It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, of course, April 23rd, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Building. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and a couple things to tell you about before we get to our guest. I do want to remind you, folks, watch kids around water at all times. Yesterday, there was a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old in two different cities in the valley that both drowned. And parents, you got a pool, you've got to watch kids around water. Please, it only takes seconds for them to drown. So, watch your kids around water. And don't forget, in Bullhead City, you can get free swim lessons this summer. So if you have questions about that, 763-0158, call the city. And I want to remind you, the Salvation Army is looking for bottled water. Yeah, you can drop off a case of water at the Salvation Army this week. That'd be cool. They give it free to all the homeless, though. It's getting warm out there, right? In the month of April, you can get a free dog or a cat from the Bullhead City Animal Control. It's free, paid for by Swanties of Bullhead City. Yeah, they're writing the check. You just go and get your dog or cat. If you have any questions, call Animal Control 928-763-6000. And there is a chamber ribbon cutting today in Bullhead City at Nexta Mortgage, 4 p.m. Call the chamber for questions, 754-4121. And we're going to talk about the production at Mojave Accelerated. But first, let's change the tunes and bring in Mojave Accelerated. And who do we have in the studio? We got like half the school here. Starting with who? Oh, let's do this. Starting with?
Vera Duke.
Okay, and?
Hi, I'm Ivy Irons.
Okay, put the microphone right in front of your mouth. There we go. And then we have a teacher?
Yes, Lexi Casera, the director for the musicals.
The musicals. And then we have a senior graduating. You are?
I'm Sophia Escobar.
Okay. And then we have another instructor for the band.
Hi, Jennifer Erblin.
And then we have the band saxophone star.
Thank you, Larry. Hi, I'm Zane Gloodhill Raven.
I think everybody in Bullhead knows Zane. He's at food giveaways, walk away from drugs, walk up the mountain for Kirk Tracy, and play, and gosh, everything, pick up the desert trash, and what else?
You do a lot with the Key Club.
I know. And he's the president of the Key Club.
Yep.
And president of Interact.
Yep.
And president of Student Council.
Yep.
When do you have time for school?
In between.
Okay, so ladies, you ladies are in part of the play. Mm-hmm. How many students in the play? Move that microphone up just a little bit. There you go.
We probably have about 25 students in this musical.
Okay, yeah. From what age, what grade levels?
Ranging from 5th grade to 8th grade.
Okay, and if you're listening right now, the play is Friday and Saturday night, 6:30, at what Mr. Mulligan calls the Battleground.
Yep, the big gym.
Yes, otherwise known as a gym. But, yeah, that's where the play is. So what part do you play in the play?
I play the baker's wife.
Did I say that? What part do you play in the play? Yeah. And you're the baker?
I'm Cinderella, actually.
You're Cinderella?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How'd you get the role of Cinderella?
Oh, lots of hard work.
Yeah?
And practice.
How many plays have you been in at Mojave Accelerated?
I've been in two plays. I was in Willy Wonka in December, and then I've done many other ones with the city.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, Willy Wonka had to be just fun to do.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's so uppity music, and yes. It's, you know, full of candy.
That's right.
And then how many plays have you done?
I've done two.
Okay, Willy Wonka also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I played as Charlie's mother.
Okay.
And I've only played in two, so.
And you both sing in these plays?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you been singing?
I would say I've been singing since I was like six or so.
Oh, okay.
I've always had a very huge, like, hobby for singing. It's been, like, something that I really love to do, as well as, like, musical arts and stuff.
And you have the new Taylor Swift album?
I'm not into, like, all the more kind of popular artists. I usually listen to anything that either my parents introduced to me or anything that I happen to find.
You're going to love my CDs here. Yeah. Let's see. We can go to 1972 for the stylistics. Yeah. I don't know if you remember. Your parents probably don't even listen to 72, do they?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure they don't. So, but that's 72. That's kind of old. So, and how about you? How long have you been singing?
Practically my whole life. Yeah. I really started taking musical theater and acting seriously in 2020, like lockdown, because I had so much time on my hands. I was like, I love doing this. Let me practice more.
And what a great way to make time during COVID, huh?
I have fell in love with it since, yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. And then one of you said you were with Children's Gold, what is it?
Ghostlight.
Children's
Community Theater.
And you've done that too?
Yeah, I started last year in March was my first show. We did Seussical. And then I was in Wizard of Oz.
They just did one in March, when I had my Kiwanis Kids Expo. Then they couldn't come, like in March. Yeah.
It was right around there, of course, yeah.
Yeah. They do two or three plays a year, don't they?
There's a spring play and a fall play.
Okay, two, yeah. And that's a great way for kids to get introduced into acting and...
Yeah, it's a fantastic way to make friendships and with other people, like, outside of your school. And I have countless, like, lifelong friendships now because of the theater, yeah.
And don't you think that's important for young people to... get out of their school. I mean, nothing against schools, but I mean, like you said, you have lifelong friendships with kids from Mojave Valley and Fort Mojave and Laughlin. And
yeah, I've made friends with like kids who are homeschooled. It's a fantastic way to meet people from outside. And like, I think it's a way to really get out of your comfort zone because you're singing and dancing on stage and then you're also talking to new people. It's a lot of firsts, but it really has helped me.
How many of them are in your cell phone?
Oh, like a lot of them.
Yeah. Did you do Ghostlight too?
No.
No? Okay.
I just started doing like plays and stuff this year.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. So you got a long time to go.
Yeah, in like sixth to seventh grade, I was like, I want to put my foot down. I want to get into more things instead of like having so much free time after school. Because really the only things I really did was probably just like hang out with my friends and really just do anything that I could do at home. And I found it really boring. So
you
like,
need to follow Zane around for about a week. At the end of that week, you'll want a nap. You won't say you were bored, that's for sure. All right, so how many songs are in this play? They're all looking at each other going,
Big musical numbers, probably like 15.
Okay.
At least.
And it's Into the Woods Junior.
Into the Woods Junior.
That's right.
What? Explain that.
Well, a lot of people probably have seen Into the Woods because it's a popular film with an A-list cast. You know, Meryl Streep, Johnny Depp, Emily Blunt, James Corden, just big people. And it has everyone's favorite fairy tale characters in it. But it's an amusing and fun, unique way to see their stories kind of cross each other in the woods.
Oh, okay. All right. And then Junior, what's that? I mean...
You know, the Junior part of it just takes out anything that would be inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
And it makes it a a little bit shorter than the mm-hmm. original.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, I did notice last week at Mojave when they did Mamma Mia that the students used some foul language during the play. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm sure that's the way it was written, mm-hmm. you know, but I could see where some school districts or schools would say, nope, take that out. They don't want their kids, you know, up on stage using certain words mm-hmm. that aren't the big ones, but I guess, I don't know. Anyways, they did use them.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's high school level, too.
Right.
So we do a mix of, this show particularly was open to fifth grade and above, but our previous show was open kindergarten through 12th grade.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we're providing materials that is appropriate sure. for all age levels and that the community feels comfortable watching the show without any
right.
of their kids having to say anything that they might not.
So when you sit down and you start to prepare for a play and you announce on the campus, I'm looking for fifth grade to what, 12th?
Fifth through 12th, yes.
Okay. How many kids show up?
Well, with Willy Wonka, we probably had like 50. It was a huge turnout. With this show, we had probably 30 to 35 audition. But the musical theater is a totally new program. Like mm-hmm. I've worked at Malk since 2020, and we've not had any musical since I've worked there.
Okay.
So Willy,
and you've just decided to take this on?
Yes.
Wow.
I love music.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I was in band in middle school, and then I went to Mojave, and I was in rock.
So you're a local graduate.
I am a local graduate,
and
yes.
you stayed here.
Yep. Awesome. I stayed here, moved to North Carolina, and then came back.
Wow. Yeah. I'd leave North Carolina, too.
There are a lot of bugs.
Especially for Bullhead City.
Mm.
I don't blame you at yep. all. Okay, ladies, we're going to go to commercial. You're going to sing us out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, we got music. Got to have music. Hold on. We get the music queued up here. All right. It's on there somewhere.
It's a very nice ball.
Yes, and?
And? They have far too much food.
No, the prince.
Oh, the prince.
Yes, the prince.
If he knew who I really was.
Oh. Who?
I'm afraid I was rude.
Oh, how?
Now I'm being pursued.
Yes, and?
And I'm not in the mood.
Are you to return to the festival tomorrow's eve?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? Oh, to be pursued by a prince. All that pursues me is tomorrow's bread. What do I want to give to be in your shoes?
Will you look over there? An enormous vine is growing next to that little cottage.
I mean slippers.
It looks like a giant beef star.
As pure as gold?
I must get home.
Wait, I need your shoes.
All right, stick around, folks. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 234-343-1065.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Olet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com.
The new edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk dominates again. KNTR Talk's Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host in the country. Dave Ramsey is number two, Ryan Kilmeade is three, Dana Lash comes in at five, and Mark Levin is number six. That means KNTR Talk is five hosts of the top six in Talkers.com Heavy 100. Bill O'Reilly comes in at 38th, and Dennis Prager comes in at 49th. KNTR Talk has seven of the year's top 50 talkers. With an estimated combined listenership of 80 million nationwide, it's no wonder you tuned into KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free, the most listened to radio station in Mojave County. If you're in business, a political candidate, or PAC, consider KNTR Talk for advertising results. KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station. Stream KNTR Talk via KNTRTalk.com or the TuneIn app.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to get a certified nursing assistant certificate from Mojave Community College. Yeah, all while you're on the clock being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, the fitness center is totally remodeled. It's brand new with brand new equipment by Pro Maximum. It's open 7 days a week, 8 to 8, spin bike center, and then they got yoga and weight training, cardio, plus a steam room. It's nice and clean. You don't have to worry about anybody leaving a towel on the floor. No, they got people in there. It's cool. Check it out. Open to the public, the newest fitness center in Bullhead City. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. You need emergency care? Well, when you do, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important you choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here for you and offer 24-hour care. 7 days a week. Yeah, 24/7. They're always open. The ER. Yeah, learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, we're back in the studio here, and we're going to talk with the band. So, Zane, how long have you been in band?
Oh, I've been band since middle school, so 7th grade.
Okay. All right, since 7th grade. Mm-hmm. So, and you play saxophone?
Yes. I started out on the alto, but then my 8th grade year, I transferred to the tenor. Okay. That's where I've been ever since.
And last year, you were one of the recipients. I don't know what that scratching noise is. Maybe it's... that one. Oh, we'll try that. Okay. And last year, you were one of the recipients of the saxophone from the Kirk Tracy Memorial Walk.
I was, yes.
And you were there this Saturday playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, okay. And how long have you been in band?
I've been in band since 7th grade as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You follow this kid or what?
That's where I met him. During band? Through band.
Yeah. And you play sax also?
I do. I play the alto.
Okay.
I started off the alto. Played clarinet for like a semester or so, played for a concert, and then I switched back to alto sax.
You like it?
I love it.
Okay. Yes. All right. And you guys have a concert Thursday night.
Yes. This Thursday.
This Thursday. Two days from now at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
At the Battleground.
Battleground.
Yep. Battleground. And what's the concert around? What's the concert around? Is there a theme for the concert?
No theme. We usually pull songs from pulp culture, so like the Beatles. We are playing the Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
We're playing a song from one of the newer Disney movies, Encanto.
Okay.
We don't talk about Bruno. Then we are doing this three-page slow. What is it? A ballad, Miss Reblin?
Yes, it's a Blue Ridge Saga.
Okay. And so, did you pick the songs?
I usually pick the songs, but I also let students have input. If, like, they want to play a certain song, we look and see if it fits what are the students we have in the instrumentation.
How many members in the band?
If we combine for middle school and high school, we have 24. If we add in fifth grade, we're up to about 35.
So. Oh, cool. 35, that's a good-sized band.
At the end, yeah, we're going to be combining all of them together to play the last few songs.
That's going to be loud in the battle zone.
<That'd be great.
laughs> Yeah. Wow. Okay. And where do you guys set up in there? Which end of the building or what? It's a gymnasium.
It is a gymnasium. We have set up, we make a U around the bleachers facing the visitors, the main left side stands.
Okay. All right. Okay. So how many songs total?
I think we have
11.
Yeah. 11 songs.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot.
That's quite a few, isn't it?
Yeah. Plus,
Sophia and I are playing a solo song for a Arizona Art Steel.
So we're both playing a song separate from everyone.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of you.
She plays her own song and I will play my own song.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. You each play a solo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, who is it? I mean, there's not a whole lot of famous saxophone players out there. So when you think about a song you want to play, which one did you choose?
Well, I don't know. I liked something more, like, soothing. So I went for, like, All of Me by John Legend.
Okay.
It's really pretty. Once piano and saxophone are mixed together, it sounds really soothing.
Is someone going to sing when you play?
No, it's just going to be me. And Irvlin will be playing the piano part for me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's exciting.
That is really exciting.
And Zane, what did you pick for your solo?
My solo song is Merry-Go-Round of Life. It is from a Studio Ghibli movie called Howl's Moving Castle, and it's a waltz piece.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you chose that?
I did choose that, yes.
How did you pick that?
Well, it's a great story one day. So I was, 1 a.m. on my bed watching TikTok, and this song just comes upon my For You page. And I was like, this is so beautiful. I have to listen to this. So I go on YouTube, and I find it. And lo and behold, I need to play it. So I chose to play it, and now I'm going to play it.
Wow.
So you should come Thursday to come hear me play it.
So did you he's laid down the challenge. Did you find the music yourself?
Yes, I did. There's multiple websites you can look for already set music scores.
Is it free?
No, I did have to pay a little bit for it.
Oh, yeah?
But so did Sophia.
Yeah, we
want
both
of mom's credit cards?
No, hey! I have my own money. I do some of my own things.
And you have your own debit card?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
And you're thinking ASU, huh?
Yes, ASU. Of course, I wanted to go to Embry-Riddle, but their prices are a little steep for being a private school and all.
Yeah. So can you learn at ASU what you would learn as far as, you want to fly?
Oh, yes. I want to be a fly. And they have a total flight program, too.
Okay.
One of the satellite campuses in Mesa, the Polytech campus, has a fully functioning flight course.
Okay. Have you met Herb that flies for the Riverside? Holy cow. I don't know which mic that is. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Have you met Herb that flies for the Riverside?
I have not, no.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. You were at their show, right?
No, I was...
Oh, you were... That's right. You were out of town.
I was on DCON, a Key Club convention.
Yes. Tell us about the convention.
Oh, it was a beautiful convention. Over 40 schools there from Arizona, New Mexico, and El Paso. We have it every year in one of the three states. This year so happened to land it in Tempe.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes. Our Key Club, Mel Key Club, placed first in a divisional competition. Well, it's not really a competition, but how it's scored is we tally up every single service hour project we've done and how many members show up to those projects and our overall membership, and then it's all added together, and our score was the highest within the entire district of the Southwest.
That says something, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's also put in three different categories for, like, club membership, so, like, 70 to 80 and, like, 60 to 70, stuff like that. So in our division, which we have 70 members, we have placed first place.
Okay.
As a distinguished club.
All right. Checking things out here. Okay. So for this concert, the two of you play sax,
mm-hmm.
and then you got another 30 or so that are in the band playing everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And these, Sophia and Zane, as well as Trent and Connor, have completed their Arizona Arts Seal of Proficiency, which is a special honor for students who have taken 4 years of arts, either performing or visual, throughout their high school career, and then they choose to do a special additional thing their senior year with a capstone, and they have to perform 80 hours of art-specific volunteerism as well throughout their senior year.
Okay.
And this is the second year our school has offered it, and we had one student receive the seal last year, and this year we have four.
Wow. So that from one to four next year?
I hope we have more.
You want more?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the battlefield.
Battleground.
You get it right. And that's for the band concert. And then on Thursday and Friday.
Friday, Saturday.
For the high school, for the musical.
Middle school musical.
Okay.
High school musical.
All right. Thank you all. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take a break. We're going to come right back. Stick around.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the banana nut and caramel French toast platter or their strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. How about a lemon blueberry French toast platter? Or try the delicious chocolate-covered strawberry French toast platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Cullen Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
May 11th, 2024 is the 32nd annual Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. You can help in the fight against hunger, and it's easy. Just place your non-perishable food donation at your mailbox on Saturday, May 11th, and your USPS letter carriers in Lake Havasu City, Parker, and Bullhead City will collect them. It's that easy. All food donations from customers will be distributed to local food banks. This year's drive will be held Saturday, May 11th. This drive is sponsored by the Postal Service and the National Association of Letter Carriers.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. Hey, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. They've created a website just for that park. You can go to it. It's very simple. It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Check it out. Now, this is a process. You know, it takes a while to come up with all the facts and all the details, all the planning. So the website changes regularly. If you don't find the question that you want answered, then call Mojave Electric Cooperative, 763-1110, and ask for public affairs. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions for your home. Yeah, they take care of your home, protect your family, your kids, your pets. From ants and bugs and crickets and creepy crawlers, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And then plus your business. You don't want a customer seeing a bug run across the floor. No. If you're in Needles, Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, or Laughlin, call one number for Barron's. 928-758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. Barron Services. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, right on the corner of Route 66 in downtown Kingman for 50 years. And they're rookies. Yeah, 50 years they've been on that corner. Selling cars, trucks, two doors, four doors, vans, SUVs, luxury cars. Yeah, they got some. Four-wheel drive, they got those too. Economy car, what do you need? Check it out on the web. Because it's still people come first at 66 Auto Sales. Go to 66auto.com for more information. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Yeah, how many do you want? You know, enjoy banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter, strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter, or how about lemon blueberry French Toast Platter, or there's the chocolate strawberries French Toast Platter. They're all available right now at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, we got a whole crew again. I tell you, this has been a busy studio today. We've got every chair full. Welcome, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you're with it's River Valley Cares Foundation.
Yes.
So what's the difference between Cares Foundation and River Valley Home Health and Hospice?
So River Valley Cares Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3, but we are umbrellaed under River Valley Home Health and Hospice. So River Valley Home Health and Hospice wanted to do something to be able to do things for the community, reach out more, and be able to help all patients, not just our own. So they created a 501c3, making it possible to do that.
And when you talk about do things for the community, you've got a big event Thursday night.
We do. We have a big event coming up April 25th. It's from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. It's going to be at our new location at 3954 Frontage Road. So we're across the
street. I like how you had to read that.
Yeah, I had to look that. It's a new address.
What's the new address here? Yeah. Tell me about it. You know how many times I've said Laughlin Mall in this program? I've only been here for 4 months, and I'm still saying Laughlin Mall. So I understand, yeah. So you're right off of Corwin Road.
Yes, we're right off Corwin Road there on the Frontage Road.
Okay. All right. So, and this is the event itself is just to say thanks to those who volunteer?
Yeah, it's to say thank you to everybody. We really appreciate all the volunteers in our community that make our community what it is.
You realize you could have about 3,000 people
there.
You know,
I do know that. But, you know, I think that there's about 5 or 6 other events that night. So, you know, I
think
it'll
including at the battlefield, they were just promoting it, that they have their concert that night, same night. So Zane won't be there.
I know.
I know. The kid that volunteers everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping he would be there. I just told him that.
Yeah. Nope. He'll be playing.
Yeah.
He'll be out there with a saxophone.
That's all right, though.
So this is your first event, or your big event.
This is our second. So we did this last year also.
So what else do you do with the CARES Foundation that would qualify as 501c3 versus the company side?
So with the 501c3, what we do is we partner with individuals, families, and the community. We help people that are facing health crisis or people facing terminal illnesses that are facing financial hardship, and we step in and do what we can do from maybe going out and providing some meals until we can get them set up with the resources for Meals on Wheels or something as far as that goes. We have Amy Devine here, our social worker, and so she's pretty amazing at being able to step in. And
so, Amy, you go out and you find the need, and then you call Christy and go, hey, I got a project for you?
Yeah. Well, we have an application process, so we submit that, and it goes to a board for approval. But we've done everything from fixing someone's roof to air conditioning units. But we see a need, and we try to fill that.
And basically, they're your patients that have this need, that have come upon...
They don't have to be our patients. It could be anybody in the community.
Okay. So are you getting calls from, quote-unquote, other hospice companies saying, can you help this person out?
I had a call from one other hospice company in town. And then I've gotten a few phone calls from different doctor's offices from Needles, Laughlin, and just here in Bullhead City.
And when a doctor's office calls and says, you know, John Smith here, you know, needs... orthotics in his shoes or something. I mean, you pretty much know it's a fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't have to question it. They're not taking advantage of you.
No.
Matt, what is your role?
So I'm the executive.
Oh, hold on. Wait a second here. Let me do this. There we go. Try now.
Can you hear me now?
Put that microphone right in front of your mouth.
All right. How's that, Larry?
There we go.
Right
okay.
on. No, thanks, Larry. Appreciate you being being here and you. I'm the executive director.
I'm glad I could make it.
I know. For everybody, I mean, Larry has an amazing voice, and he's handsome.
Oh, God. Oh, did my wife pay you?
It, It might have. There might be something.
Is she not, does she want to put me on hospice already?
You know, that is one of the amazing services that we do. We right. do in-home rehab and skilled care as well, keeping people.
And in-home rehab is kind of important because some people can't travel to rehab. I go to rehab right now for my shoulder. Mm-hmm. But some people can't commute to rehab, especially if they've got like a broken hip. You really can't mm-hmm. jump in the car and drive. Some people get that at their home then.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really important piece of the recovery healthcare cycle yeah. when you are active. You are out in the community, but say you have surgery or you have a fall or just coming out of the hospital, that in 3 weeks, 3 months, that you're back up, you're back out in the community, but in that short period of time, that's where we fit in, is we get out to you.
And I've said for a long time, since I had my knee replaced, physical therapy is terrible. They're mean.
They're trained. They're doctors in...
Well, their goal is to get you back to where you were pre-surgery.
Yep.
And to do that, they have to make you do things that are painful.
They do.
They yeah. make you work for it.
They do. You know, I don't care if it's a shoulder or an arm or a knee or what it is. It's not easy.
No.
I had open heart chest surgery here a couple of years ago, and I had to go down in the basement of Warm Sea for cardio rehab. And it was three nice ladies. But they're not nice when they say, get back on that treadmill, keep going. So when my knee, I think I went to Valley View physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And his name was Lauren, which was my dad's name, so I couldn't yell at him. But I saw him at a chamber mixer one time, and he was with his wife, and I told his wife, I said, you're married to the meanest guy in town. And she goes, I know. Because physical therapy, again, has to push, mm-hmm. push. And some people, it's best to push them in their homes instead of a facility.
Yep.
I like to call it tough love.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
And a sad reality of this area is a lot of our people live alone, and they don't drive if they get to that point.
Right.
They don't have a lot of family. So it's real important to have services that could come straight to them.
And you find that when you're out?
Yeah, all the time.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. People move here and with no family. It's really bizarre sometimes. I'm like, how'd you get here? You know?
My wife did hospice work for a short time. Mm-hmm. And she had a lady in a hotel that was all alone. Had nobody. Yep. Had nobody. You know? And you're like, how did you get here? Why did you come here?
Exactly.
With nobody, no family.
Yep. You know? I ask that too all the time.
Yeah. What kind of answers do you get?
The heat.
They like it.
A lot of them get away from the humid climates because of their arthritis, so they'll move out here. Some like to gamble.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, too, yeah. It's funny you say that, because right, when you say that right away, two seniors come to my mind.
Yeah.
I know they go across the river almost every day, you know. So, but, yeah, people do like that.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, how long have you been with River Valley?
I'm going on 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Chrissy?
I'm going on 2 years.
2 years. And then you're the CEO? You've been there a while.
10.
10?
Yep.
Wow. Now, what area do you guys cover besides Bullhead City?
Yeah, great question. We cover all the way from Kingman over to Laughlin, Needles, Mojave County, and, in fact, all the way down to the 10.
Blythe.
All the way down to the 10?
Yep, Blythe, Quartzsite, and everywhere in between.
Holy cow. You got a big crew.
We've got several amazing teams in each local area that do a phenomenal job.
That's great. That's rare. Are you having a problem with staffing?
I think it's a struggle for healthcare, and not even just healthcare in general, but finding good quality staff, because what we do is hard.
And you almost have to have a passion for it.
It is. I have said it many times. If you want to be in home health and hospice, that if your heart's not in it, you won't survive very long.
Right.
That it really is. We were just talking about the unique environments that people are in, that you're in their home. You're a guest
right
there, that you're providing a service, and which is an interesting nuance with the PT who's there to push you.
Sure.
But they're doing it in your home. So doing it with respect and a passion to help people, that it takes the right type of people to do it.
Do you think, this is a loaded question, do you think that hospice care prolongs life?
There are several studies that show when people come onto hospice as and being qualified for hospice, it is a prognosis of a 6 month or less.
Right.
But without receiving hospice or being on hospice, the quality of life, that it does extend life for people that do receive hospice, the quality.
And I was going to say the quality is the big part. Mm-hmm. It's okay, we know that they're going to expire in 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 2 weeks. But you've got to make that the best you possibly can.
It's definitely, especially Western medicine, and just the fact that at some point this is a conversation that all of us have to face.
Right.
That
called reality.
exactly that. That having a longer amount of time where you're able to have difficult conversations, you're able to connect with family, and the magic of what hospice really is, it's not based around medications. It's not based around the volunteers, the social workers, the family dynamics, a holistic care to help connect all of the patient, their family issues, things like that. That if you don't have that time to actually explore those conversations and fully, that usually there is a bit of
there's a void left behind.
Yeah, things unsaid.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah. My dad was on hospice. He was 78, and he had pancreatic cancer. So we knew we had a short window.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knew that, because he was on morphine and patches. But for the family-wise, the simple fact that the hospice company can maintain that life as long as they possibly can, and I'll never forget the hospice nurse telling me, we need to bring a hospital bed into your house. I said, are you nuts? My dad's not going to go on a hospital bed. And they said, you need to go in and tell him. I said, okay, well, when he throws me out of that room and I hit the wall, you'll know he doesn't want a hospital bed. And I walked in and I said, whatever her name was, Susie or whatever, wants to bring a hospital bed. And he said, I'm okay with that. That hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, this was the guy who, you know, wired my house when I built my home in Bullhead City. And wait a minute, you don't want a hospital bed. You're my dad. You can't go on a hospital bed. But the hospice staff, they know these things because they've worked this for a while. And they can see and tell where the patient's headed and how best to get them there.
Yeah. I think the biggest change in there that we get to bring is we're the healthcare professional and facilitating that conversation. It's a whole lot different than a son going to...
Now you tell me. Where were you?
But it helps us bridge that gap where you get to be a family member, not the caregiver.
Well, and when you have a hospice person explaining to you what's going to happen and how it's going to happen and time-wise, that is priceless. You know, because they do this all the time. And you've been doing it for 3 years here, but you worked somewhere else for how many years?
I've been in hospice 15 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you've gained an enormous amount of knowledge in that 15 years. And who knows how many families you've worked with.
Yes. Yeah. I have no idea. I couldn't even say, but it's been a lot.
Right.
And even people outside of hospice, we also help anyone who calls if they have questions about how to get a caregiver, or what programs are available. Anyone can call us, and we'll help guide them through the process. Not everyone wants to be on hospice. We have a program called Bridge that they can come on, where we kind of monitor them and guide them through decisions that they might have to make in the future.
Okay.
And that's free of charge. So, yeah, we're always available to help.
I would imagine you do get calls from family members that, you know, don't really want to put Uncle Fred on hospice, but they need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time. And I think it's just kind of meeting them where they are, providing the education and the benefits. And once they see that, sometimes it takes a little time, but usually they come around
I pity the fool has come to my house and convinced me to go on hospice someday, you know? Because some of us guys can be stubborn.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to make your wife do it.
Yeah, she's an RN. She can handle it.
Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to come right back.
If I could, I'd like to.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly 5 decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, The Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Desert Storm Street Party is a multi-million-dollar presentation of extraordinary supercharged racing vessels. It takes place this Thursday starting at 1 p.m. on Main Street, McCulloch, and Havasu. Admission is free. The Bullhead City Police Department presents the DEA National Prescription Drug Take Back Day on Saturday, April 27th. A prescription drug drop-off site will be set up outside the Bullhead City Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. An inaugural golf tournament benefiting Mojave County Search and Rescue is set for Saturday, May 4th at Serbat Cliffs Golf Course in Kingman. Register by emailing sargolftournament@gmail.com. Save the date, Saturday, June 29th, for the 80th annual Republican Picnic at Wallapai Mountain Park. $30 per person. Children under 12 are free. More information at MojaveCountyGOP.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perrell Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, are you thinking you want a home? Maybe you want a mobile home. Maybe you want an add-on. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Yeah. Well, you need some cash, so you call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. He says, come on in. Sit down. How much you need? You know, 200, 300, 400. Maybe you just don't know. Maybe you want the payment. So you go, I got 10 grand down. What can I buy? And I need to keep my payment around, you know, 1600 or 1200 or whatever. And then he can work it backwards for you. Yeah. You can say, well, here's what we can do. Here's what you can buy. He's very flexible. And then he goes down and gets your money out of his vault. Yeah. How cool is that? Call him up. Tell him you want to want some cash out of the vault. 928-288-2691. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, yeah. He was here yesterday. Eric Fox. Bullhead City in Kingman now with healthy food. 4 different bowls. 12 wraps. 10 healthy burgers. Yeah. All delicious food. He brought me a smoothie yesterday. I know. It was so good. Yeah. Banana and strawberry. Oh, you got to go try one. ProFit Kitchen. It's KITCHIN.com. See the menu right there on the website. And get ready because May 2nd, they're having the ribbon cutting in Kingman at 4 o'clock. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Yeah, it's the greatest thing, let me tell you. All from TWN. And it's available in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Just sign up today. Just go to the website and say, I'm interested. TWNcom.com/Mojave. 23,000 connections available out there. And they're coming to your neighborhood. They're coming to downtown Topak. Yeah. All right, we got about 4 minutes left here with the group from River Valley Cares Foundation. And tell us more about Thursday night. What can people expect that are volunteers that are listening going, oh, an event for me?
Right. So, you know.
Oh, put the microphone up there by your mouth.
All right.
There you go. Tell like you've been here before.
Right. I know. So, speaking of ProFit Kitchen, Eric's been super cool. So he is going to actually cater the event for us.
Ooh.
And then he is also going to be our grand prize. So with all
the... be your grand prize? You're giving Eric away?
We're giving Eric away.
Wow.
We're giving his food away anyway.
Cool.
So
oh.
he is... we're going to do a Rochambeau tournament. So paper, rock, scissors tournament between all of the different service organizations.
Oh, my God.
And then the winner of that gets a meeting that will be catered by ProFit Kitchen. We're going to have Arizona Comfort Solutions out there. They're going to be serving up some root beer floats.
Cool.
Medic is our title sponsor also for this event. So they'll be out there and doing their thing. And we are going to have a Kiwanis Morning Club has graciously been another one of our amazing sponsors. Dot Foods. We've got Murphy Broadcasting is going to be out there DJing, making sure we have fun. And we are going to, we've got Grace Hecht also for Mojave County Supervisor is one of our
sponsors.
Okay. Thank you. And besides that, we're going to have a little cornhole going on too. So we've got a fun little game going on to win prizes with that. And we just really want to celebrate the volunteers in the community and have a party, have camaraderie, bring everybody together. And
do we have to walk around with badges on saying what we do?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I did think about that.
Morning Kiwanis, noon Rotary.
Yeah. But no, I think that for the most part, everybody knows who is. And
okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, it should be fun.
Yeah. It'll be a good time.
All right. And obviously, you're behind this as the CEO. You're thinking this was a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteers, especially in hospice, that going back 40 years that it was a strictly volunteer service, so it's still a part of the regulation to keep the volunteer spirit going. That even before I joined, I'm a nurse by trade, but
okay.
My first experience in healthcare was a hospice volunteer, and it's something that's really close to my heart. So
right,
yeah,
okay, all right, interesting. I like it. So, Amy, how do people get in touch with you if they have questions about home care and hospice?
They can call 928-704-1302.
That's your main office?
That's our main office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that'll put them in touch with you?
Yep, absolutely.
You go out and do the education, the screening?
Yeah, I can. Any of us can, actually. We've all been trained to do that.
Okay.
So if I'm not available, there's other people available that can do that as well.
Okay. Give the phone number one more time.
928-704-1302.
Okay, we're out of time.
All right, thanks, Larry.
You bet. Thank you all. And coming up next from Lake Havasu City, Speak Out with Paul Lavoie. And he's got Cal Sheehy in there and David Lang. Yeah, City Council. All to answer your questions and talk about what's going on. Stick around. He's up next right after the news. Have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.